play this music.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what up?
What's up, everybody?
Yo, what up? What's going on, everybody? Blog Talk Radio Land. This is The Venue with Big Red and Brother B on Blog Talk Radio. Hope everyone is well this evening. I guess recuperating from Cinco de Mayo festivities. You know, my apologies, but yeah, these allergies is kicking my butt. So to all the allergy sufferers, trust me, I'm with you. I feel your pain.
Oh wow!
Just trying to make the most of it right now. But you know, once again, hope all is well with y'all. Once again, this is The Menu with Big Red and Brother B. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That 347-324-3395.
Yes, sir.
And what's going on, Red? How you doing?
Nothing, just chilling. Was watching a little Caddyshack, an old movie. I don't know if anybody knows about it, but funny movie.
Oh yeah, I remember Caddyshack. Yeah, Caddyshack was enjoying.
Yeah.
Good movie. Bill Murray is in a class by himself.
Oh, yes, he is. Off the hook in this movie. Otherwise than that, I'm chilling, man. Just chilling.
True.
And you and your allergies. Oh, gosh, I know how that feels.
Yeah, it's just, listen. I mean, I work a lot, but, yo, today was probably the first day, and I don't really remember, that I was able to get, like, damn near 8 hours of sleep straight. I don't remember the last time I've done that, so I'm just kind of letting it wear off before it's time to, you know, go back out and hit the streets.
Yeah.
But,
That was good.
Yeah. Trust me. I hope I can get some more tomorrow. But tomorrow just seems so far away right now.
Oh, my God.
But, you know what? I did learn today that, really last night, that Cinco de Mayo is not, like, a real holiday. Yeah.
Okay.
In Mexico, maybe in, a little town, because it's not, like, a real holiday. So I just wonder, like, why, like, over here, you know, Americans, like, really go hard.
Right, yeah, do a big thing about it, yeah.
Or they look at it as a day to just go drink and go crazy. Not really, like, looking at the, you know, the significance of the holiday. Because I think it was just really a day where the people of the Mexican town that were being occupied by the French decided to say, hey, fuck that, you getting out of here, and we're going to get you out of here. And they just did it on May 5th. So,
right, yeah.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe
so
that's what it was.
That,
yeah, I never knew what the significance of it was as well. So, you know, that's always can learn something new.
Yeah, there was some history behind it. Apparently, I think the North was trying to make sure the South wasn't making money through cotton sales, and the South was heavy in selling cotton to, I think, France. So France decided to go over to Mexico to maybe talk to some people, but in the meanwhile, set up a little base there. So, you know, if anything popped off, you know, they had people over there. But the people in the town was like, yo, y'all in Memphis is crazy. You're going to come up in here and try to run out and sit. So we got to get y'all up out of here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this story basically, from how I got it, basically that's the story, something like. But I, you know, encourage anyone to, you know, and everyone to look up the true meaning of Cinco de Mayo. So I can understand this is, you know, celebratory to the people, you know, of that town that was being occupied. But to everybody else using it as a reason to have tacos and tequila, yeah, okay.
Apple and tequila. Well, listen, they made it like it's a, you know, a big, you know, like it's a big holiday celebration. So I don't know.
Like 420.
I don't know.
Listen,
yeah.
People smoke weed every day. People smoke weed every day. Why does it have to be a specific day where people just come together and what, smoke it in one location?
Yeah,
so
like
or, so you can probably all get arrested or just. Your manager from your job sees you or something like that. Like, it doesn't make any sense, but it is what it is. You know, listen.
I don't know. Yeah, 420, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah. At first, I thought it was fun. When I first heard about it, I thought somebody was talking about the time. And I was like, nah, it ain't 420. It's like the afternoon. You know what I'm saying? So I'm really like, wow. But in any event, you know, hey, to each his own, and, you know, God bless everybody, man. You know what I'm saying? That's the beautiful thing about, you know, life, you know, having choice. You know, even though some out here don't think we have choices, but I feel like this is some ground to topic. I mean, some ground to cover. I just want to, as Brother B, I just want to put out a disclaimer, like, you know, the opinions of Brother B does not necessarily reflect the views of Big Red or the Menu as an entity. And I really want to say, if you do not live in a world of logic or think logically and you're one to be caught all up in your feelings, you might as well log off right now or go do something else, because this show is not going to be for you. All right. Once again, the guest calling number is 347-324-3395. We are on Facebook at Mind Your Mental. I'm sorry, the Menu at Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. So, yeah, we might as well just jump into it. Once again, my apologies. Allergies is acting up. So I'm not struggling, but it's not like I'm, you know, happy, happy, joy, joy right now. But, you know, I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
You know, but, so the topic for tonight is, does rape have color, have a color and a price tag? And, If you want to set it off,
I mean, I'll set it up. So now, does it have a color and or price tag, or is it, does it have a color and a price tag?
Yeah. Does rape have color and a price tag? Oh, hold on. Might as well get this popping now. Caller 1111. You're on the air with the Menu. What's good?
Greetings. I was just getting set to listen. I didn't know you guys were going to open my line. Oh, wow.
Well, no. Now that you said that, what do you want me to just, like, I mean, you can put yourself on mute. You can mute, and then you can just listen if you want. Because at any time you want to chime in, you can just take yourself off mute. Because if I put you on mute, then I won't know if you wanted to chime in. But if you just want to listen, then you could just put
okay,
your,
well,
you know,
I do want to listen, but given an honor to the program, I'm going to give a very brief opinion, if that's okay with you. Now, the question that you posed to us is...
Wait, hold on. What's not okay is you got to tell us your name.
Sapphire.
Before you get started. Sapphire. Okay, how you doing, Sapphire?
Yes.
You're on the Menu with Brother B and Big Red. So take it away. It's all yours.
Okay. I believe intrinsically rape crosses every demographic, but as it relates to the letter of the law, yes, it is pigmented. Yes, it is color-coded. Now, having said that, I would like to pose a question to you if it's okay, and I'm going to draw parallels with the Dr. Bill Cosby situation and the Kanye situation, and I know the Kanye situation is not a part of this, but I had a conversation just a couple of minutes ago with some brothers, and they agreed with Kanye in that slavery was a choice, and they were essentially letting me know that I was being narrow-minded by being offended by what he said. Now, how am I relating that to the Dr. Bill Cosby case? I'm saying that if we sit back and we do nothing about all of the injustices, I'm guessing this is what the brothers were trying to explain to me, then it is a choice. Then what happened to Dr. Bill Cosby, although unfair and unlawful, because these old women were allowed to circumvent so many laws. No one can still explain to me to this very day how these women were able to override the statutations. How were they able to do that when you look in the various states that they come from or that they reside in or that they quote unquote allegedly say these things happened in? The statutories for these alleged crimes have long since passed away. So, yes, I believe it's color-coded. And the reason I know that it's color-coded is because they were able to, like I said, not being redundant, circumvent statutory laws that have been put on the books. So that lets me know that had it been a litany of black women, they wouldn't have given them the time of day. There would not have been a grand jury. None of this, I believe, would have taken place. I believe I've told so many people this, and I'm going to tell you all. I believe that Mr. Cosby's problem was that his buddy passed away, and that was Hugh Hefner. I believe if Hugh Hefner was still around, Gloria Allred would not have been able to make something stick on Dr. Cosby. Because, again, Mr. Hefner held the secrets of powerful men's sexual escapades and indiscretions in the palm of his hand. They say he took copious notes about who came there and what they liked and what they did. Well, when you have a man that is that powerful and that's your buddy, it's going to be hard for people to railroad you. And if you'll notice, before Mr. Hefner died, they were not able to bring this thing or propel it forward. But once he passed away, they were able to get a conviction. That tells me that people in high places were a part of railroading Dr. Cosby. Now, is this karma, in a sense, for Dr. Cosby for making poor decisions? Yes, it is. But my heart goes out to Camille Cosby and the family. I feel that this is how black wealth is redistributed and saturated. Any other kind of word you can use, acquired or redirected, it is through the courts. And again, yes, rape does have a color as it relates to the letter of the law, but not intrinsically. So there, I said all that. Thank you for listening to me, and I'm going to continue to listen, unless you have a question for me.
Well, let me just say, Ms. Sapphire, if there's any time you ever want to call or join, you know, Big Red and I on doing the show every Sunday, you're more than welcome. Because I'm done with the show now because you just said every damn thing that I kind of wanted to say, but you just introduced more stuff that I was like, wow, I never thought about the Hugh Hefner aspect of it.
Wow.
I've never really broke it down. She broke it down like she just broke
way down.
if you all remember, Mr. Hugh Hefner was responsible for Dr. Cosby's career. We can say that. We can say that with certainty, because if you'll think back and if you'll research Dr. Cosby, it was Hugh Hefner who put his name out there, had him performing jokes, you know, and they weren't even that funny back then. But he was a staple at the mansion. And then he began to get traction after that. And he was always available to Hugh Hefner for events, whatever they were doing. You know, he would come, you know. And people saw it as a good coupling because, you know, Dr. Cosby will be talking about the kids and Jell-O pudding and Camille. You know what I'm saying? So that hedge was removed once Hefner died. Just like when what's his name that was the head of the FBI, J. Edgar Hoover. When he died, yeah. A hedge was removed. A lot of heads rolled. Because he had secrets about men in high places. And once he died, then a whole new administration was able to take root and change the tide of the country. So I use that analogy because that's what happened with Dr. Cosby's case. That is exactly what happened. No court in their right mind would let a dozen cat women, and when I say cat women, I mean these are women who didn't make good decisions when they were young, got old, poor, and thought about they should have snagged some money from someone when they were younger and looked better. So now that they're older, here's a black man out here. Bill Cosby was a lamb in the jungle with a pork chop jacket on once Hugh Hefner died. And they devoured him. That's what happened.
Yeah, and I'm glad you just opened my eyes up to a whole, you know, thing with that situation as well, because once again, that right there should show anybody that this is exactly what it was. It was just a hunt on him. That's basically what it was.
One thing, and you're right, Red, and you're definitely right, Ms. Sapphire. But one thing I'm having a problem with, well, it's like two things, really. The thing that I'm having, you know, hard time digesting is the fact that when I asked, you know, does rape have a color? And a couple of people, you know, especially on, you know, I've been going back and forth on Facebook like crazy this week. And some people doesn't think it has a color. Well, I'm going to read an excerpt that I got from somewhere about activist Tarana Burke is undeniably a name to know for good reason. She is the woman responsible for starting the Me Too movement in 2006. This is a black woman, Tarana Burke, who started the Me Too movement in 2006, which encourages women to show solidarity with each other, specifically when it comes to sexual harassment. The hashtag that represents the social cause went viral in 2017 when Alyssa Milano, we all remember her from Who's the Boss? Alyssa Milano, in 2017, supported a friend, Rose McGowan's allegations of sexual harassment against Harvey Weinstein. Now, why did it take more than 10 years for her to be heard? And of course, for her to be heard, it was because someone non-white said it. This is why I have a problem with the fact of rape having a color. Because, see, I have a daughter. I have goddaughters, and I have nieces. I just have women in my life that I care about. And my thing is, why does color have to be a part of such a heinous crime? It should be equal all across the board, but apparently it's not. Society is saying, well, you know, it's more important when it comes to white women than when it comes to black women or women of, you know, other ethnic backgrounds. What was disturbing to me when Andrea Constantine, whatever, had the nerve to go before reporters after their so-called victory in court, and it was so disgusting that she stood there and got on the microphone and said, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, lady, what the hell? I don't know what she was thinking at the time, but I'm getting a little sick and tired of people who are not black kind of using our heroes to kind of compare them to whatever pain that you're going through or what you thought you went through. I have a problem with that because then all of a sudden, what did Martin Luther King have to do with you so-called being raped? What did the fact that you had to look, that you looked at that one black man that was sitting in the jury and I thought of him as my son? Yes, I listened to what she was saying because what she said didn't make any damn sense compared to whatever the verdict just was. What did color have to do? What did Martin Luther King? Martin Luther King didn't fight for equality for his own people, but as well as all people across the board. So this wasn't about equality. You said you were raped. You said you were sexually assaulted. What did Martin Luther King have to do with it? And what did that one black juror, that one black man that you saw as your son, what did he have to do? You see, to me, and someone said it to me yesterday, but some of my sisters, our sisters as black men do, you know, are looking kind of funny at each other because it's like, yo, right now it's an assault on the black man. And I have an issue with some of our sisters taking part in this assault. Not all of them. But some of them are taking part in this because you jump on Bill Cosby, but you're not saying anything about anyone else. And when I keep asking that, when I keep bringing that up, no one wants to say anything. They just want to keep jumping on Cosby. What about Weinstein? What about all the other ones that were out there?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's sad
can
that
I, can
Oprah...
I say it all the time.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think I can help you with that. See, let me give me the honor of saying what you don't want to say or what you might be uncomfortable saying as it relates to these white women and this case with Dr. Constantine. See, this is what a lot of the sisters who are feminists say, when just what you were explaining as to why Bill Cosby, Dr. Bill Cosby, why not Harvey Weinstein? See, this is the delusion that has infiltrated the minds of black feminists. They call this intersectionality, where so many issues that affect people as it relates to race and culture disproportionately. And so they feel like, okay, so rape, that's a crime against women. Dr. Cosby's black. These are white women. These are intersections. And we need to deal with them as though they're intersections. So this is why she says, well, when I saw the black kid in the, she didn't say kid, but whatever she said, I stopped listening to these chicks. But she referred to him as, I saw him as my son. That is trying to draw parallels and trying to create an environment so that you will side with me or agree with my plight. And then having the audacity to say I'm coming in the spirit of Dr. King is not even scandalous or disingenuous. It is blasphemy. So what these sisters are not seeing is this, is that while they subscribe to feminism, feminism does nothing for them. As I mentioned to you earlier, had it been a group of them, no one would have given them the time of day. They refuse to accept these truths. You see what I'm saying? So it's like they're loading themselves down to be disenfranchised by fighting the fight for women who have historically used tears and rape allegations to destroy black communities and black agencies. So The white women, on the other hand, especially Gloria Allred, she's very clever. She's thinking, I got to get some black chicks in here some kind of way so that this will have some kind of credence to it, because we know, like a very wealthy white man said, he said that many of these women, he said, and he explained how he has daughters, and he does not subscribe to that rape culture, but he said many of these women use their bodies to get positions, to get jobs, to get roles in movies and so forth. But when they don't pan out, when they're not able to do the necessary work, when they don't make the cut, then they want to cry, he touched me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we need to look at the dichotomy in this, and we need to, I'm not going to say we need to, we should accept the fact that black women who are feminists are fighting against themselves. And no, I don't feel sorry for them. I feel like if I've managed to be intelligent enough to understand the disparities of racism and subjugation in this country, then they, being full-bodied, abled, intelligent, of-age women, should have come to the same summations. So, yes, they helped convict Dr. Cosby vicariously. If you look at Gloria Allred's history, I'm not even going to go over it with you. Just look into her history. She has become extremely wealthy, cleaning black men out, athletes, celebrities. Just go down her list, and you'll be thinking, oh, my God, that's who brought the case against him? And there's always a tearful, highly emotional social event, or what is the word I'm looking for, where they do some kind of release, this stage release, where she's told them what to say, how to cry, how to dress, or whatever. You know, this is the same situation that happened with Black Wall Street. The woman said, he touched me. They burned everything down. You know what I'm saying? And the woman walks off into the sunset with the bag. So I want you brothers to answer me that. What is it that black men and the black collective need to understand about having relationships in this culture of subjugation?
Well, 5891, before you come on,
and I have to I have to let Sapphire know that I'm a female. I'm not a male.
I'm sorry.
Oh yeah.
It's okay.
Oh yeah.
It's not
yeah.
A problem.
Yeah.
Please accept my apology.
Oh, big, yeah.
Please accept my apology.
I got a squeaky voice,
as you can tell.
Yeah, she got the. Yeah, she got Big Red got the raspy voice. So, but yes, Big Red.
Big Red,
everybody,
I
want to
apologize.
No, it's okay. It's all right. I get
I'm
it all
no
the time. Offense. I just wanted to let you know so you don't. You don't think that it's two dudes on that?
Okay.
It's two dudes on female.
Am I going to have to say this like every Sunday? Like,
Red,
wait, we're going to have to incorporate it, the female Red. We're going to have to do something with that. We're going to have to work that out this week. But, you know what? I think that a lot of black men are scared. I think they're scared, and a lot of them are shucking and jiving. But more so are scared. Look at the fact that we're being killed for nothing. And me and Red were just talking about this yesterday, actually. If you notice, the cops are not out there killing gangbangers. They're not out there killing, you know, drug dealers and stuff like that. They're killing fathers. Not to say that the drug dealers or the gangbangers don't have children or wives or whatever either, but if you notice, they're killing fathers. One of the two-parent homes. They're killing. Look, no one wanted to bring up the fact that Mike Brown was a week off from going to college. Then all of a sudden he was killed. But they just really wanted to bring up the fact that he maybe stole a cigar out of a store. But see, you're killing young black men that are going to college. You're killing our children. 12-year-old Tamir Rice with no recourse. You're killing our women. Trayvon Martin. You see, this is going back to how years ago when they needed to break the slave down, So they did certain things in front of the men. They did certain things in front of the women. They did certain things in front of the children to make sure, hey, if you do this, this is going to happen to you. So when Kanye West comes on with that bullshit statement talking about, oh, you have a choice. So as a man, I'm not going to act up, because if I do, they're going to kill my wife, or they're going to kill one of my kids, because that's how ruthless they were and still are. So when an asshole like Kanye West wants to talk about, oh, slavery was a choice, there was no choice, because as a man or as a black woman, to watch your man get raped, the father of your children get raped by other men, you better not do this, or we're going to do this to him again. What is a choice? What choice do you really have? Death? Death should not be an option.
Absolutely.
So to all those black men or whoever, and I'm going to say it because, you know, everybody has their own opinion, but it gets to a point where don't be an ass. Don't try to make slave. Don't try to put some type of Band-Aid on slavery. Because I bet you if I came in your house and snatched up you and your mother and your wife and all this, that, and I went and sold them off and made, I bet you'd look at it a different way. See, it's easy for people to talk about something they've never been through. Very easy. But if you've gone through it or you sympathize with it, then you kind of understand it. But see, I just think that somebody gave him the soup. He's a little lost in the world. You know, may his mother rest in peace. I think he just needs guidance, and he's getting it from the wrong individuals. But do I believe that black men they're scared. They're scared because they don't want to lose the only thing that some of them really have left, and that's their freedom. Their ability to go out there and make money. Their ability to go out there and just live. Because as soon as they try to do something or go against the grain, it could be taken away from them. So some of them walk a fine line. And it's not like we don't want to protect our black women. Of course we do. But at the same token, if we have black women on the other side saying, oh, this, that, and the third, then it's like, why
should
I deal with
it? Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going against us, how could I go for you if you're going against me? It's bad enough the system is already about going against me because they don't want me to be with you. They don't want us to be together. They don't want a black home. Listen.
Yep.
The Cosby Show. I remember you. I remember when A Different World came out. It made me want to go to college, and I was nowhere near college age. But it made me want to go to college just seeing the unity with everybody. And it wasn't just a bunch of black people. It was just minorities in general. But see, that's not the image that type of America wanted. You know, black people or minorities going to school and getting an education. A black man who's a doctor and a black woman who's a lawyer, and they have children. They have children that are not strung out on drugs. They have children that are not prostituting themselves. They have children that are not in and out of jail. They all have clean cut kids. That's not the image that type of America wants for black folks or minorities in general. 5891, what's up?
Hey, man, y'all had me on hold forever, man. Come on now.
I'm sorry, K-Dog.
Y'all gotta have a brother. Y'all gotta have a brother. Y'all gotta have a brother to say what's up. You know what I'm saying? What's up, brother B? What's up?
What's up?
And what's up, Sapphire?
Miss Sapphire.
I heard.
Yes, Miss Sapphire.
Miss Sapphire, are you still there?
Thank you.
Are you still there?
I'm still here.
Hello? Yeah, she's still here.
Sister,
I'm still here.
Truth.
Can you hear me?
You spoke the truth. Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you. Hey,
okay.
Listen, y'all, look. All I got to say is this, is that, like, Brother B and I, we had a talk about this, and Brother B, you remember what we said. This is another way to bring down the black man. And this is the thing. The black man is a very feared individual in here in America. Because, you see, the more strength that we show, the more of a threat we are to those who want to shut us down. Now, you want to talk about the rape culture? Let's talk about the rape culture. How many of our sisters who were raped And the rapists, who were the masters, you know how many masters went out there and raped the women with no care in the world. And even after slavery ended, black women were still being raped. But yet, hey, it was swept under the rug. And now, here we are, fast forward to 2018. We see a black man, Bill Cosby. And let me tell you something about Bill Cosby. He is a threat to white America because this was someone who was about to buy a network. And Gloria Allridge decided to shut it down. And having all these other black women come out and talk and say, like, oh, see, they're all against you. See, this is a way to shut the black man down. And this is what causes the separation of us as a people. And you know what? It's widening the gap because, like you said, black men are scared. And you know what? Believe it or not, black men in the workplace are going to be walking around like, you know what? I'm not going to say hi to anybody no more. I'm not going to say good morning to anybody no more. Because, hey, you say good morning to somebody, it's deemed as sexual harassment.
Hey, K-Dog, you ain't lying because the other day I was walking and I saw a group of white women on one side of the street. I crossed it. I went to the other side. I said, damn that.
Hey, man, listen, though. And I'm sure y'all agree with me because, you know what, hey, let's not forget in history what happened. Remember what happened to Emmett Till? What happened to that kid? Look what they did to him.
That's what they want. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut anybody off. But this is
go ahead.
They wanted to get to a point where we fear them. They feel. You know what? We were in fear of them all our lives. Because like you said, Brother B, you said when you seen the group of white women, you crossed the street, right? But remember, before it was when the white women seen black men, they're clutching their purses, they're the ones crossing the street. So now they're saying, oh, no, we're not going to have that anymore. So you know what? Now we're going to make y'all cross the street or get on another elevator or whatever. Why should we be in fear of you guys anymore? You know what? You know, why should we be in fear anymore? Now we're going to make you fear us once again. That's how they're trying to make it happen.
You know
they want us to be in fear of them again.
Well, let me tell you something. I'm sure all of you will agree with this. Listen, I have no fear. You want to know why I have no fear? I have Haitian blood in me. And you know the history of Haiti. And I ain't going to be... And I am not... You know what? I'm l'union fait la force. I am the child of Dessalines. I am the child of Toussaint Louverture. I will go... Listen, I am not going to be... I am going to be bowing my head before any damn body.
That's right, absolutely. I don't think anybody should feel like that. No one should be in fear of anyone. Why does it have to be like that? Why is it fear is something that I guess fear gives you power, but why should anybody be in fear of anyone? Unless you're threatening
like
me
this.
Or you're going to physically threaten me, that's a different type of fear. But I shouldn't be in fear of walking in the neighborhood. I shouldn't be in fear, or my sons, rather, shouldn't be in fear of just going outside to walk to the store and I have to worry about whether they're going to come back in the house or not. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, to a degree, it's about fear, but you know what? Fear brings about control. And see, that's what it's all about, control.
Right.
Because look at it like this. Look at the situation. We go back with Colin Kaepernick. He took a stand for one thing, and people just twisted it all up to the point where it went, this is about the flag and disrespecting the soldiers and this and that. He said, no, I took a knee because law enforcement is out here killing black people, and that's that, the police brutality. But you notice how they twisted the narrative to what they wanted it to get everybody else on board. Now look at the Cosby thing. They went for one of those real emotional points that they knew people would jump on board for, and they said, this is what we're going to stick to them. Meanwhile, to go back to what was in the – meanwhile, to go back to the topic, does race have a color and a price tag? Did it really come out about Andrea Constance taking $3.8 million? back in 2006 to keep her mouth shut.
Who?
Yeah.
Who was that?
She, Andrea Constance. She took $3.8 million settlement to because you know whatever. Put like this. Let's say me and you did something, and somebody said, "Hey, I want to ask you a question about what you and him did." And well, and I said, "Hey, listen, here's some money. I don't need you to disclose too much of what we talked, what we did, or what we talked about." She took $3.8 million back in 2006. Now, apparently, it does come with a price tag because she took that money. Now, how is now? I don't know if any of that money was donated to battered women or women that, you know, been. I don't know how much of that money she donated, but my thing is this: you took the money. I've asked other women the same question, and other women have told me no amount of money, no amount of money can cover up the pain or you can't give me money to hush up about what you did to me or what anybody did to me. So why did she take $3.8 million? So basically she sold out the cause, or she really wasn't about the cause because it was really about her. $3.8 million?
Mm-hmm.
And she and then she, but you know what I'm saying? And I'm sure, because they're not screaming that out on the news. They're not talking about that.
Hell no, listen, look. Why should they? Listen, look. Here's the bottom line. They got them. They got them. I will say this. Rape is a horrible thing to happen to any woman, no matter what race. But you know what? With this particular case, I mean, Bill Cosby. You need to tell
me. Well, you know what? You
I'm
know
not...
what? But K-Dog, real quick, not to cut across, but this is not about Bill Cosby. He's just the point.
It's about
we know that he's
with
it. Exactly, because you know what? Once again, we already know the black man is strong, but he becomes even stronger with his black woman by the side of him. Not behind him. With his black woman
by
at his side, there's nothing you can't, he's nothing. And I know many of brothers, your wives or girlfriends, and when they say, "Oh man, my woman made me feel like," there ain't nothing they wouldn't do. They would move heaven and earth. Even the ones with daughters, they will move heaven and earth for their little girl, and I'm one of them. So my whole thing is, this is what they feel we need to stop. Because we need to control not only the narrative, but we need to control them too. You
so
see now they want to, you know, so you see now they want to go after Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Right,
you
but what I'm going to say is this. What I'm going to say is this. Hold on, but guess what? Look at R. Kelly. He's still walking around.
Oh, yes, he is.
Because he's a clown.
He's free.
He makes money for him. He makes money for him.
But Big Red, there's something about R. Kelly. I'm going to tell you what it is. Those girls that R. Kelly did the video with, look at those girls, and what were they?
Oh, they were black. Oh, I know that.
Exactly.
But that's what I'm saying, yeah.
So they don't give a damn about those black girls because you know what? They saw those black little girls, and mind you, I'm not going to lie to you. I saw the video, and I was disgusted by it. To take young black girls and do something like that to them, that was disgusting. But, however, R. Kelly's still walking around. R. Kelly's still making music. His record company still keeps him. Now, had it been a bunch of young white girls, R. Kelly would have went to jail.
Long time ago.
His record company would have dropped him. You would never hear a R. Kelly song on the radio.
Right.
He would have been finished.
Right.
And you know what that speaks to? That speaks to the fact that they see. That's how they see us.
Right.
Because
exactly. That's exactly what I was
getting
at.
When you see feminists coming out against Dr. Cosby, you have to ask, well, where are you with R. Kelly?
Right.
What about
exactly.
That intersection? What about that intersection? You know,
it was
but that's the hypocrisy.
And there was proof about that. There was video proof of it. Sapphire, the proof was right there in the video. And nobody said
and they're still within the statutes. These young women, even right now, they're still within the statutes, but you don't hear anything about it.
Absolutely.
But I want to tell you this. When my grandmother used to say, when you dig a grave for one person, you've got to dig a ditch for yourself.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What am I saying here? You see, I believe that the white woman is the white man's most successful tool in dismantling cultures, civilizations, finances, I mean, you name it. But let me say this. Now, he has used her for that, but it is now the blowback is that she is digging into his ass, excuse my expression.
No, go
so
ahead.
What has happened now is a lot of white men are saying that the law is trash, that they have allowed these women to clean them out through marriage and divorce court, through children's court, that they are unfairly paying alimony, and that these women had no careers when they got with them, but they are spending the rest of their lives making some type of comfy, cozy lifestyle for a woman. And she, if she stays single, she can continue to get his money even if he remarries. So a lot of these white guys are bitter about that. And so here's what they have to deal with. They have to now deal with how are they going to look at themselves, because you've been using her historically, and now she's doing it to you. So the question we need to be asking ourselves is, how is the white man going to handle the tool that he's been using now that it's backfiring on him?
Mm-hmm.
That's what we want to know. How are you going to handle it now that she's unfairly taking you down? Falsely, there are so many white guys who have been falsely accused of rape, and they never say these words. We were wrong when we did that to black folks. We were wrong when we did that.
No, they're never going to.
They never
on,
say
they're
that.
Never gonna
say,
they're never going to apologize
never,
for this.
Oh, my God. That was
but
never
because they're never going to apologize for it, they have to eat. They have to take this loss.
Right, they got
to
eat.
They have to take it. So what's going to happen? There's going to be a lot of violence in their community, because I'm telling you, these white guys are crazy. They believe in killing the wife, her mama, her family, her coworker, her friends. You see what I'm saying? So they're going to have to deal with that blowback until they come to the realization that they need to make it right. They need to make it right. She's going to continue. This is why they had to get black women, because nobody believes her. Yes, there are white women who get raped. Yes, there are white children who get molested. But the white woman that is the tramp, the gold digger, if you will, has cast negative light upon the true tragedies of people who actually suffer from this. So that's why they need to get black women to solidify what those women are saying. So I don't see any powerful white men going after Gloria Allred. I don't see it. I don't see any powerful white men coming to the defense of Dr. Cosby when they know good and damn well they were up in the Playboy Mansion too, and they know they know that these old women were into doing something strange for change.
That's right.
You can't tell me you weren't a part of that climate where people were giving a sloppy toppy for shots of bourbon, expensive Hennessy or Yak or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, just because they got a new set of tits that Hefner played for, they were feeling kind of flirty and were doing all kind of shit.
All
we know
time.
This.
Oh, hell
and,
man.
And, men,
All the time.
And the men who didn't come forward, who stayed afraid, they should have said, and I hate to use this man as an analogy, but when Donald Trump said about Tiger Woods, when those tramps took him to the cleaners, Trump said, this was way before president, he said, I blame Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley. And people were saying, why would you blame them? Those are just his friends. He said, they're seasoned. They know about hoes. They knew Tiger was goofy, and he didn't have any experience with these hoes out here.
Yep.
He said, so I blame Michael Jordan and Charles Barkley because they know you don't pay hoes. You don't pay hoes. Let them say what they're going to say, and you use that. You use all of the blowback and the attention that you get. He said, use that to sell a product. He said, because he said he believes that there's no such thing as negative coverage. Either way, you're going to know about me, you're going to be talking about me, and while you're talking about me, I'm going to sell you something that you're going to like. So I'm saying all that to say this. These guys that have not come forward, they're next. They're next, because the thing about money and greed, it supersedes everything, and they're coming for these other guys. As soon as their hedge dies, their head is going to be on the chopping block too with these hoes that couldn't perform a job they got because they gave some head to get it, and you got to fire them because they don't know how to do the job. They're going to be coming for these other white men.
Let me just add one more thing.
The white men are cutting checks already.
Exactly. Well, let me just add one more thing. You know, in going out and hanging out with your friends and hanging out with the fellas and stuff like that, you know, going into a club and we're all just chilling, everybody, you know, you vibing with the crowd. And the one thing for sure, and I'm sure all of you will agree, why is it as soon as you enter a club, like, you'll see a majority of white women there, you'll see Spanish women, you'll see different types of women there. And then after, so we walk in there, and what do you know? As soon as white women take a good look at us, you could swear the heavens done opened up, and like the angels are
saying, take a good look at what? They take a good look at who?
They go crazy for us as soon as they see us walking into the club.
And you're saying that has been your experience, and you wonder why they do that? They do that because they feel like they're going to get free sex. They know that
exactly.
The law is behind them, and that they have control. They have control over that sexual liaison. Not only that, but they could get a baby from it, child
mm-hmm.
support.
Yeah.
They got the law behind them. It's
or
a win-win situation.
Or they think you're a rapper
situation.
Or some type of drug dealer.
Exactly. Or
that's what they think. That's the first thing they think when they say, oh, he must be a basketball player. Or maybe he's a rapper. That's the first thing they think out there.
Yep, you're not
lying. Well, what makes them think they have X? Here's my question to you, black man.
Mm-hmm.
What has caused them to have the frame of mind that they have that kind of access to you?
Too many black men.
You know why?
Black men on this are all about trying to get ass. I have
mm-hmm.
to say it. There's a
and
lot
that's
of black
the problem.
Men more focused
we
on
become,
on getting sex than their economic business or their families.
Exactly, and you know what? We become like this. We just think that's all we think about is ass. Like, oh yeah, she's gonna give it to me tonight. But you know what? This is the mindset that unfortunately that many of us have. And Sapphire, please don't take this the wrong way. You know what's wrong with us? We're suckers to the pussy. If you understand, what I'm saying, right?
I understand
we're
what you're saying. Could that be the opiate for the black man's hurting heart because of racism, white supremacy?
Because this is the thing.
I mean, yes,
this is what it is.
So it's a drug.
They know this. They know. They're like, hey, the white woman will give it up quicker than a sister. Am I wrong? Or am I wrong or what?
Hold on.
It's not so much quicker. It's the resistance.
Mm-hmm.
The level of resistance. See, with a black woman, you kind of got to go in. And it's not to categorize or generalize white women, but some of them are just a little more carefree, as to where a lot of black women are more guarded. And
but the black women are trying to compete with them. The
and
black women are trying to compete
the reality
with white women.
The reality show syndrome.
Yeah, and they're letting down their guard. And they're letting
and
down
social
their guard.
Media.
But look what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But look what's happening. But see, it's all right for them to let. It's all right for white women to do certain things, but black women get ostracized when they try to do the things that white women do.
And they don't have the same protection under the law. They don't have the same protection.
Oh hell no!
They sure don't. They sure don't. I mean,
not at all.
Listen, you can have Kim Kardashian can show a little bit of nipple, show this, show that, and all this and that. Well, let
people go crazy.
Let Halle Berry. Do something like that. Oh, she's a whore.
Oh, she's a slut.
She's this, she's that, and the third. Oh, she's
a
giving it up. And it's like, well, wait a minute.
She be going full frontal. You talking about a little bit of nipple.
Exactly. But you see what I'm saying? They don't say anything like that about Kim Kardashian. And then, look, white women, I have to say it, white women sit back and say, look, she got her real successful black man. Even though she did the sex tape, even though she did this, even though she did that, look what she got.
Yep.
She still got a successful man or got a successful black man. So that goes to show you, like, real talk, and it could be any man of any color across the board. But right now, I have to speak from myself, my experience, my own brothers. We would have never dealt with a Kim Kardashian. She would have never been a keeper. Real black men don't keep women like that.
She'd be a jump off.
Yeah, she'd jump off. She would, you know what I'm saying? She could never be a keeper.
I want to explain something to you guys, why they go full frontal, why they show their asses and their breasts like that. And this is, and please, this is in no way disrespectful to transgendered women. I can't even get the acronyms and titles right, but you all know what I'm trying to say.
My goodness.
Here's the thing. I want to explain this to you. When you grow up in a family full of girls and women, and you're around women a lot, you grow up understanding this because this is what you're taught. You have to guard yourself with your breasts, your butt, you know, everything. You need to guard it. So while women will dress scantily, here's the thing, if they're not a stripper. But women who have fake breasts and fake butts, they show it off because it's not really theirs. The same thing with transgender people. How you can know is because they are willing to just show everything in any instance in public because it's not a natural extension of theirs. They don't care. But if you take a woman who's not a stripper, and let's say she's 24, 25, or even 18 or 17, the first thing they're going to do if a crowd gets really thick, they're going to guard their butt. They're going to just pay attention to what I'm saying. They're going to watch how close someone gets to their rear end. If that's not their family member or their man or whatever, they're going to watch how they move because they're always conscious of these female, you know, parts. And so women who have false breasts and false butt, they show them off because that's not, they haven't had to protect that because they never had it. I hope I'm making sense.
And once they got it,
they
let it all hang out.
No, I get you.
They let it all
hang out. So a woman with a naturally big butt, you trying to hide it. I mean, I know people glorify it now and they appreciate it right now, but you grow up trying to hide that. You grow up trying to wear blouses and bras two sizes smaller because you don't want to be out there. And women never talk about this, but they know what I'm saying is true. That's why you always hear women saying, where can I get a good bra? Because they don't want the public to see the raw essence of their female parts. And so women like them who've got fake everything, they putting it out there, look at this, because it's not real anyway, so they don't have a mental connection to it.
Right.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, you're right. Yeah, I understand.
Definitely.
Time and time again, we see this happening. Like,
100%,
like I said,
those
reality, you know what else is poisoning? Those reality TV shows, because a lot of these young girls are copying off of them with the fake body parts and showing it all off with no shame.
Yeah, because that's where they get the likes from. When you go on social media, it's like the more likes you get, the more you showing your body off, the more likes you get. So that in their heads, this is what it is.
So to Big Red and Miss Sapphire, I got a question. As a matter of fact, you know, I'll throw it at you too, K Dog. I got a question.
All right.
Why are black women involving themselves in their white movement of feminism? Why?
If we came up differently,
why am I involving myself in your fight? Because in all actuality, no matter what, the deck is always going to be stacked against black. We will never be seen as equal to the white or damn near anyone else, because we're the ones to always have to step on, no matter where we're at in this world. Even black Americans, we're looked down on from Africans from Africa.
Oh yeah.
Which is another topic. But my thing is this: why are we involving ourselves in their shit?
So some of them feel that, oh, this is the only way we can get our message across, which is
exactly
bad, because it's like, why do I have to go through somebody else? Why do I have to go through somebody else to put out my message? I should be heard regardless. It shouldn't have to be about, oh, I have to go through this person for me to be heard. I
no,
feel
right
that's one
that.
Reason why.
I agree with Red. I think that's the number one reason.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to give you another reason.
Mm-hmm.
Most feminists are educated women. And an intelligent, educated woman is a pariah in the black community. They are scoffed at. They are treated badly by brothers.
Yes.
And
oh,
they
yes.
feel like they have no allies, because here's the thing. A lot of black women are Christians. And the Christian woman is in direct contrast to the beliefs of the educated black feminist. And so she feels like, well, I have no allies in my community. So let me go over here, because while we don't have the same issues, we have the same set of circumstances, but those circumstances are not dealt with, you know, equally. And so they feel like, well, it's the lesser of two evils. That, I mean, that's how I'm trying to explain it to you. That may be a bad analogy, but it's the lesser of two evils, because they are siding with women. And in essence, what they are doing is they're giving credence to a movement that does nothing for them. So here she is helping the white woman with her man, when the white woman and her man have their feet on the neck of the black woman, her children,
mm-hmm.
her dad, her brother, her man, or whatever. So she doesn't see it like that, because the black community rejects her. You know, she's a strong woman. They don't even have to say that. But brothers will come out, she's one of those women. Or here's what they'll do. They'll chase women into feminism. I believe
yeah.
what has to happen is, black women have to have their own organization that is not feminism, that is separate from feminism, that sees to her needs within the construct of her culture. And then she won't have to be. I think if somebody made an announcement today that we have a new movement for black women, you're not going to be seeing about the needs of white women. It's
nope.
not all inclusive. I believe they would run from it. They would say,
oh, yes,
you know, I'm
out
of here. I'm out of here. I was sick of them hoes anyway. I'm sorry for my expression. But I believe they would say that.
Right.
You're
I
right about
it.
That.
I believe it.
Hmm.
Definitely. I believe that.
Well,
my thing is,
now check it out. So apparently there is some new coalition of colored women that are actually going after R. Kelly. And
yes. Oh,
my
I was
issue,
telling you about that.
Yes. Yes, sir, you were. And my thing is, why? Why does it have to be
How about
a coalition
why now?
Of colored women?
Why they couldn't do this before?
Well, yeah, well.
Exactly.
Exactly. And
nobody
that's,
said,
and that's
like
one
I said,
of my.
Nobody said anything when he was peeing.
But can yeah. you guys see, at least they're within the statutes? And we know that these women were
yeah,
young.
Yeah.
We know that
yeah.
they were underage.
Yeah.
So I can't.
Mm-hmm.
At least they're doing something, and at least they're not 75 and 80 years old talking about somebody touched them when they were 15.
Exactly.
I can't argue with them, because what you cannot say is they waited 50 years later. We've seen these little girls.
That's true. That's
that
true.
R. Kelly has had. So for women, I can understand that, and they are black women, and they are now waiting. So I can't complain about that now. But I do have a problem with these women. You going to tell me that a black man in North America can rape that many women and go unscathed? And go
mm-hmm.
unscathed. They probably had been trying to get money from Dr. Cosby, because they saw him as a weak link. But like I said, Hugh Hefner wouldn't allow it. And we understand this. That money that Dr. Cosby has, they have been trying to separate him from that for years. And if you can't get it from him because he's too smart, then what is your best weapon? It is the white woman. Because her tears get white men in marching order. But these white men are now saying, I'm not going to be a cuck for these hoes anymore, because they're starting to get, not only, they're supposed to get the black man, but now they're starting to get us. So I don't give a damn what happens to them. And that is the sentiment of a lot of these men, what they're calling MGTOW. They're saying they're going their own way. They're not fooling with them chicks. The state, the government has given them enough leeway to hang men. But but the argument I have with them again is, why didn't you say that when they were doing that to black men? You have
they're
no
argument.
They're
not going to do that.
Well, she needs to keep cleaning him out. Let the courts continue to clean him out, because that is karma for him. That's his karma.
But we should have never used her. But we know that the system is rigged, of course. They're going to look, you know what I'm saying? Listen, when it comes to a white man, I got to think about this. When it comes to a black man, no question, he did it. Because you know what?
Exactly.
I've been sitting back watching. And I spoke with Red yesterday. And I said I was going to wait. But I think I'm just going to let the cat out the bag. I've been kind of sitting back doing like somewhat of a social experiment. And I've noticed the amount of white people who are more mad. I mean, who feel that, Cosby was wrong. The amount of black women who feel Cosby is wrong. The amount of black men or just other minority men. Now, there's a lot of other minority men that just find, and this is just me on Facebook, that are not really talking about it. Black men, I would say out of 100%, you got a good 50% of them on, well, I don't think Bill did it. I think this is just something to do, you know, try to hurt the black man. 100% when it comes down to black women, I'm seeing about 60 to 70% black women are like, Bill did it. The other 40% are like, nah, this is BS. Now, when it comes to white people, it seems like damn near 90% are like, oh, he needs to be destroyed. He needs to go to jail. He needs to do this. He needs to do that. He's disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, wow. So as long as you're black, you did it.
Yeah.
In the eyes of, especially in the eyes of white people, like, you just did it. But what I find interesting, like I said, Red, how is it that people were more outraged about what Bill Cosby did than what those two white cops did? And I think it was one white and one Hispanic did in Sacramento, California, and shot that young black man with two sons that was sitting on his cell phone in his grandmother's backyard. Mm-hmm. The level of outrage with Bill Cosby to that does not compare. Does not compare. So you're trying to say that the rape issue, not to discredit it, because I would never discredit something like that, but you're trying to say you can jump on this. Why? Because it's easier than going against law enforcement, who you know will willingly or have no problem, because they've already shown that they're out there killing us with no regard. No regard whatsoever.
They can, because they know they can get away with it.
But when you look at that situation, they let, first of all, releasing incriminating messages about him in an interracial relationship. And he said, excuse my expression, but this is what he said, dark bitches bring dark days. Him and his Asian woman said some of the most horrible things. And so I don't expect black women, the guy that got shot. So he was, he and his Asian girlfriend were, his baby's mother, or whatever you want to call it, were tweeting back and forth, and she said how she hoped her son didn't get dark like his dad. So all that climate of self-hate, people began to fall back. And so that brings up what I was going to ask you guys about.
Wait a minute. Miss Saffa. Like, where does this information come? I've never heard this.
I've heard it.
You know what?
I've heard about that.
He said some pretty...
He was saying a lot of stuff. He was degrading black women.
But where did this come from?
It came from his Twitter account. He and her were going back and forth. And she said,
so he's dead and somebody just, what, hacked? Or they just decided to release?
No, you see where I'm going?
No, it was, when you look for it, you'll find it. And I'm not going to cloud your judgment, but I want you to see it before I say anything about it. But I've already told you stuff. And what I said is not even the worst of what he said, but what he allowed her to say.
Mm-hmm.
What he allowed her to say.
Exactly.
Especially when they were having problems in the relationship. She called him nigger and said, yeah, you. She said he was a bum and he was treating her bad. But when she got on her feet, niggers be wanting. I mean, it was just so caustic.
Oh, yeah.
But wait a minute. Do you notice how that was just thrown in there?
Let me tell you what I noticed. This is why I was going to bring the next question to you. Everything that you brought up and everything, and when you said that when you walk in a club and how these white women gravitate to you,
mm-hmm.
are we understanding that black people who are in interracial relationships, whether they like it or not, those relationships are not of their doing. They have no control over that relationship.
Exactly.
Okay? They can think they do, but they don't. And they also have no level of understanding how loyal that person is to them when
exactly.
the relationship is all on the non-black person because they have the law behind them. So in a sense, I wanted to tell you the other reason a lot of white women do that, they flock to black men, is because they understand that they have the power and he doesn't. But he doesn't act on the fact that he doesn't have the power by dismissing her. She understands that, so she takes advantage.
Right.
So I'm saying he put all that out there, and I am not going to blame the black women who say, okay, y'all going to have to take care of this one. I'm not going to fight for somebody. And let me say this, and I'm not trying to be choppy and changing up the subject, but many
right.
black women were saying they were hurt that she said she didn't want her son to look like his dad. That was so awful.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yep.
But you know what? You know what? This is my first time hearing about it. But I will say this. I'm really not going to go too much for the okie doke because one thing I don't like is now we're not looking. Well, it's not anyone here per se, but now poison has been put into the well of the water. So now him being killed, some people will just say, "Well, fuck it, he deserved it. Fuck him. He wasn't one of us. Fuck him. Fuck him. Fuck him. The hell with him."
And they
you know
are
what saying why
that.
Because
oh, a lot of people
this is, and you but. That's the conniving part of the plan. So it will make people less likely to fight.
That's just like the video they put out of the brother. They were saying that the brother was using the money that he was getting from his brother's death to go shopping and stuff like that. Like, see, it's like a fine line with that. Now, what he was saying when him and the baby mother or whatever were going back and forth, they didn't have to bring that up, but, you know, unfortunately, they did.
That was
did.
Personal. But why?
But
why did they bring
first,
it up?
Right.
That was
but,
personal.
But here's the thing. Here's my question to you all. Now, the brother was shopping. I didn't pay that any attention.
Mm-hmm.
But have you all seen the video he released of himself tearing up those people's house? The black people
yeah.
he lived with.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I didn't see that. Now, that I didn't see.
Yeah, I
that was
that
a black
one.
Man's house he tore up like that. Okay, so put a sticky note in that. But answer me this question.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
The children he had with the Asian woman are biracial. They are black and Asian.
Mm-hmm.
Where was the Asian community when this man got killed down? Because this man was also a part of their family. Where were they? That's all I want to know.
Oh, no,
they're
not going to come out. They're going to stay within their own. They're going to fight for their own.
But wait a minute, is she going to get any money? Are they going to get any money when the case settles?
I doubt that. I doubt
it. You're going to tell me the mother of his children, he's Yes, she will get a big portion of the money. As a matter of fact, she will get more than his grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she has his kids.
She has his children.
And they were in a common law relationship, so she will get the bulk of the money. But wait a minute, where is she? See, this is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
About
you're right.
You can't hold black people's feet over the fire when other black people enter into interracial relationships, bad things happen to them, and then you expect black folks to be the army. But wait a minute. If they thought you were important enough, then they would have entered into a relationship with you. So now they want you to not only deal with their rejection of you, but when the other people do something to them, they want you to come and fight their battles. That's not intelligent. It just doesn't work like that.
True. 3054, you're on the air with the menu. I'm sorry. 3054.
Come
Hello?
On in.
Hello.
This is Sapphire.
Right.
You guys.
Well, I think that's Hot Rod. You know, Hot Rod be having an issue.
Come on, brother.
He probably dropped the mic. But I mean, listen. I try to keep everything objective, and I just look at the timing of things. Like, I pick apart the parts that some people just choose not to pick. And then some. And my whole thing is, I take a big issue with the timing of things. And the fact that they took their personal conversations and, you know, on Twitter or their personal communications and aired it, they did it. It was done for a reason. Because these two
that
cops
could be true.
Know these two cops, they know what they were doing, and reporting that was already released and all that. From the body cam, they knew, oh, shit, we fucked up. How can we put a spin? How can we do damage control? Damage control, you have to discredit the victim and anyone else. That's the
first thing
that they do. With Mike Brown, that boy was laying on the ground for hours in the hot sun, dead. They took him away, I don't believe it was in an ambulance. They took him away in a police Suburban or something, and they wouldn't let his mother go near his body. They wouldn't let nothing. They wouldn't let her go to the corner, nothing like that until they were ready. So my thing is,
and the same thing for Philando Castile.
Exactly. But the first thing that they do is go for the discredit. That's what the media does, and I'm sure this is what the law enforcement tactic. Okay, we fucked up. How do we fix it? We have to get as much dirt on this person as possible. So that's what Mike Brown and Philando Castile, like, everybody's dirty laundry just comes out of nowhere. So, wait a minute. What can we get on this guy? Okay, we shot him. He has two sons, they're biracial, Asian girlfriend. Check his Twitter account. Check his Facebook. Oh, we got some conversation. Boom. Throw that out there. So the black people can back off. And be like, oh, he wasn't one of us anyway.
Yep.
But if you leave that out, you say that was their personal conversation. Leave that out. Don't even consider that.
But no, they can't. They can't.
No, they can't.
Because they have to discredit him. They need you. They need me.
I understand what
they're
saying. I understand what you're saying.
They need us we black people to distance themselves away from this one that we just killed. So that way there won't be that much sympathy. It's a psychological game. This is what they do, and this is how they do it.
I'm telling you, I agree with you. But let me ask you this. Let's say I was with a white man, right?
Mm-hmm.
I have a white husband. Let's say I have a white husband. Now, that white husband is a police officer, right?
Right. Okay.
And for years, he's been abusing me. Now, this is just, I'm just using this as an analogy. I don't want anybody to hear this and say she has a white husband that's a police officer. I'm just using this as an analogy.
No, I understand.
I got you.
So then let's say you see me with two black eyes at one time, and I tell you I fell. There was nothing going on, right? Nothing going on.
Mm-hmm.
Then 2 years later,
bullshit.
I come up dead, and he strangled or killed me or whatever, right? Now, should I expect... outside of my family, I expect my family to do something about it. But should I expect the masses of black people who are already dealing with this same man and the damage that he does, the abuse and the violence, should I expect them to come and fight my battle when I already know what he does?
They're not going to do it.
But
should I expect them to? Should I expect them to?
But like what did you say all the time? Black people do not, we do not have our priorities straight now. And that is a key problem in our society today. We pick and choose our battles. Because you went through it, that's not my problem. When my sister went through it, hey, hold on 1 minute. I need backup. God forbid it happened to me or to my family, but it happened to you, it's not my problem. I don't see anything. That is our problem overall.
But now, see, that was your white husband who's a law enforcement officer. But now it would be different if it went mainstream that he shot you and he said, oh, she tried to come at me with a kitchen knife. See, you see the difference? If one is an isolated incident, one hits the news. It's been sensationalized. A lot of people go for the things that sensationalize. They go for the movie. They go for the drama, the one life to live. They go for that. And that's when they want to jump into it and have some type of opinion. Just like with Bill Cosby. Oh, the Cos and Pudding and all this and that and hey. And he was talking junk about Eddie Murphy and all this and that. We got if. Because one of the biggest things that I heard was how, Bill Cosby was talking down to black folks and this, that, fuck him. We don't care. I don't care about him. He was this and us, so now look at him. He got his nigga moment. Wait a minute. Hold on. Bill Cosby was just saying the truth. You just didn't want to accept it.
Right.
Because he's just saying if he was able to come up from where he was coming from, why can't you do the same? Because as much as some people don't want to admit it, yes, there are some black folks. But there are some other folk, too, that's not black that are comfortable being in positions where, just give me a paycheck while I can sit at home and just do nothing. There's some that are comfortable with the welfare. They're comfortable with all the other government benefits. Some of them don't want to do anything, but that's just not black. That could be anyone. But the whole thing is they're mad because then you got some sisters out there that are out there, having babies upon babies upon babies and looking for the check. There's some brothers out there making babies and saying, well, you don't need my money. You can get it from the government. I'm going to go out here and hustle, and I'm going to go do this. So you got some. And he had every right to say it because he's a black man who lived in it, and he saw it. So he called them on their shit, and black people had a problem with that. See, one thing black people got to stop doing is internalizing shit and then want to turn your back. Because you know what? Right. You ain't going to turn the back on the white man when he says it, but you turn your back on the black man real quick when he says it. Stop it.
I'm calling
a spade. Exactly, because you know what? If I was a white man, I would sit back and laugh. Like, look at these silly people. I can diss them all day, and they ain't going to do anything. But let it be a black man,
thing.
Let's say something, and they ain't going to do nothing. They're just going to turn their back.
And you know what? Can I tell you the flip side of that? When Bill Cosby was saying that black people shouldn't give their kids ghetto names, and when he was saying those things, so many conservative white people were saying, Bill Cosby's right, you need to listen to him. But those same conservatives are saying he did all those rapes.
And yeah,
those same people.
You know what? It's hypocrites.
It's not hypocritical. Go ahead, Hot Rod. Go ahead, Hot Rod.
What is it then?
Okay, let me tell you something personal. I named my kids two typical names. Now I don't get on it. Why? I'm old school. When they go apply for a job, I don't want no Shumika, Samika, Funika, Funika, thinking my kids came from the project. My kids do not came from the project. I want a better life for my kids. That's like brother, that's like Kilo, but niece and nephew. I don't believe in ghetto names. Well, Bill Cosby said was right. He done more for black people, try to teach us, try to take care of us, and most people turn their backs on it. And look at
them
overall.
Why did the white?
His name is Ryan. Why is Ryan? Because I like that name. I'm not gonna give my son name. I don't know ghetto names anymore because I don't care about ghetto names. We were not born in the
crazy ones out there now.
We may live in a hood. Well, it doesn't mean you are from the hood. You understand
right.
what I mean? You know.
But do you understand that? That okay, so Bill Cosby was speaking it with integrity, and they were agreeing with him, conservative
yeah.
white people.
Well, no, you know but, why? You
but
know
they,
why? You
but
know
now
why
they want to act like he don't have integrity. Now they're
no,
saying he doesn't
no.
have integrity.
That
this
was
the
a part
point
of the game. That, wait. That was a part. Hold on. That was a part of the game. That was a part of the game. They said, yeah, that was the joke. Oh yeah, yeah. Bill's right. Bill's right. Y'all should,
yeah.
listen, y'all should listen to that black man because he's trying to tell you something because they know it's the
Thank
truth.
You.
But they were being
Bill
sarcastic.
Cosby.
Yeah. But
well,
now, all of a sudden.
He's human. He's human.
Yeah.
Like everybody
no.
else. Not perfect.
When Bill Cosby said that, because, you know, he received a lot of criticism even from the black community that they said like this, oh, that you're selling out.
He wasn't selling out. He was telling the truth.
He wasn't selling out. No.
Why can they not see him like that now is what I'm trying to explain to you.
And
why
that's the
are
part about it.
White people, when they see the same thing with Kanye, you're not going to find white people that disagree with Kanye saying slavery was a choice, right?
Because they jump
on
the bandwagon.
But let Kanye get in a scuffle with them Kardashians, and they're going to say
him.
He's disagreeable. They're going to say
yeah.
he's crazy. They're going to say,
Sapphire.
You see what I'm saying?
Because you know what it is? A lot of women are taking that as, they're taking it personally because they're taking from personal experiences or something that happened with them. Oh, I you know, like with them being maybe sexually molested or somebody sexually doing something to them. So they're taking a lot of that personal. So now they're saying, oh, Bill Cosby did that? Oh, well, I remember watching him when I was growing up and I was, you know, wishing I was, you know, one of his kids and this, that, and other. But then when they're hearing what he did or what he may have did or whatever just from off of hearsay, they're going by their personal experiences now. Because I've had,
yeah, true.
I've heard women or some women when you know, when all this came up, they're going by a personal experience, and they say, oh, rapist is a rapist. Oh, he's doing this and doing that. Okay, that's fine, but it's more than that. It's not about the rape. Just like we keep saying, it's not about the rape, and people are not seeing that, and women are not seeing that because, I guess, because they're going from their
it's
personal,
emotion.
From their own
it's
personal
emotion.
Self.
Emotion.
Exactly. They're going from their emotion. They're not seeing the real issue.
Now,
we're not saying
that
he was right about what he did. Nobody would say that he's right, because, like I said, it's not, you know, not to be insensitive. Nobody's saying he was right for doing what he did, but we know it's not
about
that.
But the thing is,
we don't even know he did that.
Absolutely. We're only going by hearsay.
That's why she took the $3.8 million, because what happened between them, he didn't want it to get out because maybe it would have made him look weak. It would have embarrassed him. Maybe he needed the Quaaludes or whatever to get his meat up or something. See, that's
right.
what I'm saying. It's all about perception, interpretation. And they twisted the interpretation and the perception of it.
But listen. Y'all do understand that era that they're talking about, like right
yeah.
now, people smoke a lot of strong trees.
Mm.
You know, I'm talking
yeah.
about weed,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
you can get a medicinal
yeah.
card to smoke it. Well, back then,
yeah.
it was pills.
Yeah,
so
yeah, exactly.
so people are,
but they know
if
that.
You're going to put
was,
this
that,
thing in context, put it in the right context,
Molly.
Because they took a lot of pills back then, and that's what they did to stay
and
up
they
and
know
keep partying.
White girls was
or to
into
kick
that
back.
Stuff at that. Those
yes,
white women
were,
loved
you,
all that stuff.
You had to have some of it, first of all. And when you watch
exactly.
the old movies and old footage and a lot of these white girls who are partying, they what's the first thing to come out of their mouth that say, get the party started right? He
Hell,
had some weed,
exactly.
he had some coke,
exactly.
and he had some pills.
You
so
know what it's
I'm
also about? Because they want
to
cover their asses now because they
hold
know
on,
that how that's how those women, how
but
they
it
are.
Is
they
about
know,
race.
So, oh, we got to cover our behinds now.
Hold
we got to make
hold,
it seem like he was the one doing it.
Well,
isn't
on.
It
we
about race?
Yes,
exactly.
But wait, we got less than 60 seconds left. This has been a great show. Thank you, K-Dog, Ms. Sapphire, Big Red, and Hot Rod for calling in. But I just want to leave y'all with this question. Well, not question, but this thing. To some black people, it's a big difference between having 1,000 black people behind you than 100 black people behind you, 100 white people behind you, or even 50 white people behind you. There's strength in some numbers. But 50 white people behind you means a whole lot more than 1,000 black people behind you. Think about that.
Absolutely.
And with that, yo,
can
this
I
has been a great
something?
Show. Oh, good. Well, last
I
want to
ask you this
if
question
you can make
to think
it real
about.
Quick.
I'm going to make it real quick. What if Kanye
yes.
had said the Holocaust was a choice? Would things
oh,
be different?
Forget about it.
Bang.
That man would have been on
have
the side
night,
of the road.
Everybody.
Good night. He would have been on the side
Bang.
Of the road.
Exactly.
Everybody have a good
Thank
night,
you.
Y'all. All right.
Have
a
good night.
A good night.
Exactly.
Ms. Sapphire set it on fire. Thank you again.